from Ohio, the state so friendly it says hi in the middle. This is Dr. Red Fright, calling on the Perpetual Motion Roadshow from Cleveland. We started the morning yesterday in New York City, in Brooklyn, staying at Mike D's, sleeping on his floor, keeping it real, as they say. Got up bright and early and drove through Manhattan. Jessica drove through Manhattan, and soon we were in New Jersey, and then in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Some beautiful scenery along the way, trees and mountains, and driving through the Poconos. We got to see a bear. I'd never seen a bear before in the wild. It crossed in front of us on I-80, and the tractor trailer next to us had to slam on the brakes, and we had to slam on our brakes, but everything was fine. The bear was fine, and we were fine, and we headed on our way. It was a big day for wildlife. The night before in Brooklyn, we saw two huge rats, and we saw a huge praying mantis as well. And then when we were at a rest stop in Pennsylvania, we saw a tiny spider that tried to hitchhike on me and wanted to come with us to Cleveland, but we set it down and decided to, you know, it had pretty nice surroundings, so it ought to stay where it was on that picnic table. We also had some of the best rest stop vending machine coffee to be found anywhere in Pennsylvania, espressos, because unlike coffee, if you drink espresso, you don't have to stop at the next rest stop. So that was fun. Then we got into Cleveland. It's a very long drive from New York to Cleveland to do a show that night. But we got in and perfectly in time. Max Bax was great. Suzanne and John helped us out considerably. And we arrived pretty close to showtime, so we didn't have time to eat before. But I think in some ways that worked out because we were so hungry. We had a lot of powerful energy. And I think we might have put on the best performance all around of all the shows so far because we had the hunger, perhaps. And we had a nice, very appreciative crowd, and we got some zines and books and comics and CDs out to the people of Cleveland, and it was great being in my hometown here, having some fun. And Crazy Carl Robinson opened up for us, because Cheryl Townsend wasn't feeling well, so wasn't able to make it. It was a disappointment, but Crazy Carl ably filled in and recounted stories about Oxycontin and peanut butter and his mama in a ditch. So that was great. After the show, we ate with Carl at an eatery and then headed back to my place in Lakewood, where we met up with Bob, and everybody got to meet the cats, Kyle and Connor, and we're just sort of having a leisurely morning here before we hit the road for Cincinnati. So thanks a lot for listening. Cheers.